Right now, time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American and also is kind enough to stop by on a Monday morning and take a look at stories that have happened and stories that are coming up. Good morning, Ruth.
Hey, Marshall. How are things?
Hard to believe we're coming up to the 4th of July weekend, isn't it?
I know. The summer always flies.
Well, it does. You know, it seems like we wait so long for it to get here, and then it's gone. Because after 4th of July, then you next thing you know, it's Labor Day.
Don't rush it.
Ugh. Oh, well, anyways.
I just take each day, what I do. So, busy times. I was just telling someone, everything has really opened up as far as fundraising and events. So busy times, but that's okay. It's good to get out and see folks we haven't seen in sometimes 2 years. Big news out of Cornwall is the wastewater issue. As you know, there's a vote coming up on July 9th. That's a referendum to vote on a $6.3 million system for West Cornwall. The townspeople, the officials have said, you know, this is really, there's substandard septics and wells, and this would really be a boon for the town to not only environmentally, but to revitalize the economic part of the town, let businesses and houses expand. And they were able to get a $3 million grant, federal grant, which will help. But there are still a lot of people not happy with the idea. So there was a town meeting on Saturday evening to discuss it and adjourn to the referendum on the 9th. And there's also, as you know, been some flyers and notices and website emails sent around called Friends of Cornwall, who people, nobody's identified themselves. Well, they're anonymous.
I saw that article in the paper, okay?
Yeah.
And read it. And as someone who ran as a petitioning candidate, which basically is like forming a group like Friends of Cornwall, mm-hmm. there's some basic rules that you have to follow.
Strict rules.
Yeah, if you're just one person, if you spend $1,000 or more, you have to identify yourself and you have to file with the state.
And obviously they spent more than that.
Yeah, and well, that's the whole thing. You saw how many flyers they sent out.
Right.
You want to start your own website and call it Friends. Yeah, that's fine. But you can't spend that much money. And if you, even if you're just one person.
Yeah.
And
that'd be a tribute to somebody.
And if that person is listening, you should right away contact the state and do a mea culpa, because they can find out the print shop that did it, and they can find out who you are, and you're liable for fine, and you're liable for actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really, whoever did it certainly didn't research and find out what was needed. And it's sort of, and obviously it's disturbed people a lot, and the proponents of the plan say there's a lot of misinformation in the information they're sending out. So.
And also, for the people who really are against it, you should speak out also, because it takes away your credibility.
Good point.
It takes away your credibility where someone's willing to do this, not identify themselves, and it, all of a sudden it affects your credibility, even though you might be the most credible person in the world.
Mm. Yep. Well, we'll follow along and see what happens, but that the vote is on July 9th, and there are absentee ballots, and people are urged to get out and express their views. We stopped in this week to the new WES headquarters in Salisbury, in Lakeville, actually, on Porter Street. Beautiful, just beautiful facilities. And I was reminding Betsy Morrow, the executive director, how things have changed over the 40 years.
Oh, man.
Since the first office was in a closet, basically, and one person taking calls. This is for, you know, the domestic violence agency. And this is, if you get a chance, Marshall, you ought to visit this office. It's beautiful. There are spaces for every employee, and there are employees handling all sorts of services for people. And Quite impressive.
You know, and their mission over the years has grown so dramatically,
mm-hmm.
Where they deal with not only just women's services, but any type of bullying of any adult, the down teen programs.
Those prevention programs are fabulous.
It's amazing what they do and how they do it.
Yeah. And the town is very supportive, and obviously Trade Secrets, their big fundraiser, is well supported. And as you know, that was moved to Lime Rock Park this year, and will probably continue to be there. So we have lots of politics going on.
Yeah.
It's that time of year. Everybody's out either stomping or getting ready for primaries, August 9th. In Kent, we are saying goodbye to our Democratic Registrar of Voters. Karen Chase is leaving. There was the Democratic Town Committee gave her a party the other day. And Therese Duncan, who has been her assistant, will move up to the regular slot. You know, registrars are in the news these days. It's a very important job. If we've listened to any of the hearings that are going on, we heard, you know, local electors, people who work in election bureaus, they have a lot of responsibility. So, very interesting. Looking ahead, today is the golf tournament for the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau. In case anybody still wants to run out there and play golf, that's at the Torrington Country Club. Tomorrow we have Sharon Board of Selectmen. And then it sort of gets pretty quiet until the weekend. Friday evening is the Sharon Historical Society's Let Them Eat Cake, which brings out the most beautiful decorative confectionaries that you can imagine and the prices that go along with them. I think you and I have been there a few times, Marshall.
Yeah, that's Friday night. Also on Friday night is a Summer Music Fest, which is happening in Cornwall.
Right.
That starts at 6 o'clock. And also Friday night, the fireworks.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh,
the fireworks okay. At Lime Rock Park.
Fireworks, okay. And on Saturday morning, the Hotchkiss Library is holding a little celebration to celebrate the capital campaign that was so successful in getting money for the expansion and restoration project. That's at 11 a.m. There'll be ice cream and art projects, and everybody is invited. And next Monday, not a holiday for the rest of us, but for some, is that the community picnic?
For Noble Horizons?
No, that's on the 12th.
Yeah, that's on the 12th. Yeah.
What's the one at the Town Grove?
I think that is the date that they're holding. They have it every
4th
of July.
They?
Yeah, every 4th of July. But I'm about the Salisbury Association.
Yeah, and so just looking ahead, and then the following Tuesday is the second in the series of Tuesday talks at the Falls Village Meeting House, and the topic this year is railroads. So everybody is speaking on that subject, and brings out loads of people. People love railroad talk.
And we're not that far away from, like I said, Noble Horizons having their a picnic again, and also the Falls Village Car Show.
It's coming. It's going to be a whole weekend in Falls Village. The 9th and 10th, they've got a tag sale. They have, on Saturday, it's the Artisans group and Excel Artisans and art show at the library. And then on Sunday, the 10th, comes the car show when Falls Village is transformed into a huge parking lot. It's incredible from one end of town to the other with all these cars. It's just amazing.
And they've just put up those signs on the also, which look nice. They're always tastefully done. And I think this is the first year they're putting them up in Falls Village.
Yes, it is. And we'll be following up on the bids for the firehouse, speaking of Falls Village, right there in the center. And just lots going on. So.
All right. Well, there's no rest for the weary.
No. And I assume I will talk to you on Monday, even though it is July 4th.
I'll be dressed in red, white, and blue.
Okay, Marshall. Have a good week.
Take care with you, too.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.